This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where the Giants end up with a quarterback is fascinating to me, more so than the Jets situation. And I, you're closer to the Jets than I'll ever be. But I feel like they are in a full-blown reset with what's in that building, who's in that building, how they think, how they act. And they're not looking at the quarterback position in 2025 as we got to win a bunch of games this year. This is like, this is a tone setting year. We're going to try to win as much as we can with the talent on our roster, but we're not making that big move up and trading up to number one to get Cam Ward. We're not swinging that trade. They weren't in on Matthew Stafford and for a reason, because they just came out of the Aaron Rodgers craziness.
Right.
You know, they're probably not going to be in on a trade for Kyler Murray if he is indeed available. And we open up the show with that. There's a Sporting News report that says that, you know, the Cardinals are expected to trade Kyler Murray. I've not seen that anywhere else, but it is a Sporting News. It is a guy who's covered the league for a while, so maybe it catches on, maybe it doesn't. But the Jets aren't involved in any of that. I mean, I feel like they're going to, like, Tyrod Taylor's going to be the quarterback next year. For the Giants, these guys, their asses are on the line. And John Mara said their asses were on the line before the Eagles won the Super Bowl, before Saquon Barkley got that contract. So It's really bad for them. So they have to win, or they have to show that they have drafted a kid that is going to be the future and things are on the right track and they don't want to change the offense and the coaching staff on them in 1 year. So they went hard after Stafford, which tells me a lot of things. And one of those things is they don't like either one of these guys all that much coming out of the draft. Because if you did, then you could very easily not trade away picks, not pay a guy $150 million guaranteed, and then go draft one of those guys and say, okay, we can live with this. And it also tells me that they know that if they don't have close to a winning season or a winning season, that they're done.
Yeah, it was interesting, too, because I think during a scouting combine, Joe Sheen came out and was like, I'm not going to make any moves or big swings during this free agency. We're going to do this the right way and kind of get our guy. Well, your one big swing was at Matthew Stafford, and,
yeah,
you missed. And then ultimately, this is, and as far as Stafford, this is why you don't want mom and dad arguing in front of the neighborhood, because everything that happened could have happened in house, and this could not have been a headline, but they made it a headline. Moving forward, as far as the Giants just aren't appeasing. Yeah. Right? There's no free agent right now that's worth a damn who wants to join a 3-14 team with holes all over the roster.
Yeah,
and as far as the front office, they don't have a lot of options. They're desperate. So they're going to do anything and everything to try to acquire a guy who can at least they can roll out onto the field with and be competitive, because that's the goal right now. They have to become competitive with the pieces they have. And I don't know if there's a guy outside of Aaron Rodgers or Sam Darnold that fits that bill.
Yeah, so it's all right. It's not going to be Sam. I would be really surprised. I mean, if they ended up signing Sam to a big contract that no one else is willing to give him, then he'll go to the Giants. But they did that with Daniel Jones. The environment that he was, meaning giving a guy a contract no one else was going to give him. The environment he was in Minnesota is the exact opposite that he's going to be in with the Giants.
Right.
That's not going to work. So if that's not an option, you know, then you're left with Aaron Rodgers or Kyler Murray or someone who is worse than that. Yeah, then worse than that. And that you can't convince John Mara or any Giants fan that that's the way to go unless you get Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders and one of these guys gives you real tangible excitement. That's it. That's the only way to keep your job. And the more and more, and you've said it, Phil Sims has said it, Boomer has said it, others, that as I sit here and I watch these games and these highlights, that Cam Ward to me looks like that much better of a player than Shedeur Sanders does.
Well, he seems like he has the most upside. Yeah. I think when you go pros and cons with Shedeur, lacks athleticism, so they say. He's taking a lot of hits in college because of the poor offensive line. But he's accurate, and he can throw a pretty ball. And they say he can process the defense really fast. And that's some of the pros to him. However, when you talk about an offense that still needs help on the offensive line, needs another running back, needs more pieces on the outside, it seems like it's going to take a lot for him to be the guy you need him to be. Is he a plug-and-play quarterback right now? I mean, I don't think so. I think a lot of draft analysts have him being a second round guy. So it's interesting. But Cam seems like the guy who he's a more plug and play, that he's more ready for the big stage right now. This is according to draft experts. There's people talking about the draft and how they perceive these two quarterbacks. So I don't know. I like Cam Ward. I'm a Hurricanes fan. I watched a lot of his games this year. I think we were forced to watch Shedeur because of Dion and everything he had going on in Colorado. But I think Cam was somebody who I liked for the Jets to grab if he was to land that far.
Yeah, it reminds me of a young Steve McNair, the way that he's built, the way that he throws when he runs. He's got that same type of look to him. I loved Steve McNair and his toughness, and what a tragic end. Did you watch that Netflix documentary?
Yeah, it was tough, man.
Yeah, God, that's as bad as it gets.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That friend of his, though, that was like talking about all the stuff and like going into the details.
Definitely
like,
knows what happened.
Yeah. But he's like, but he was like kind of like skirting around the details, but trying not to skirt around the details.
Yeah.
He's like, listen, you know, Steve, he liked his stuff.
Right. Yeah.
It was like, I got it. You know?
And Steve's from Mississippi. So yeah. It's funny because I think when the story came out about him, I know people who was remotely not close or tied into it, but knew about him and his upbringing. And everything he had going on at Alcorn. And they was like, yeah, Steve was, he was who he was.
Yeah.
He's a country boy that played football hard and partied hard.
Yeah, it's just a horrible, horrible end. But anyway, he was a great football player. He's tough as nails and just awesome to watch. And back then, those teams were nasty, man. Like those Jeff Fisher coached Eddie George, Steve McNair.
Wycheck.
Yancey
Thimpey. Bruce Matthews was on that line.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Eddie George, that running back.
Yeah, I mean, Blaine Bishop, was he on that team?
Blaine Bishop, yeah.
Some of those guys, yeah. I'm trying to think who else was on the defense of that team. It was like Haynesworth was a little bit, was he a little later?
No, he was later.
Yeah, he was a little bit later. But Keith Bullock.
Bullock was definitely
on
that
one. He's a local guy, I think.
Brooklyn, I think.
Yeah. So, but yeah, those teams were great. Those battles, those
Javon Curse was on that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean those like AFC it might have been the Central at that point, but the AFC North it was the Central because the Titans were in it. Where there was like the Ravens, Titans, Steelers, like it was nasty, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Browns, Bengals, it was just ridiculous. But anyway, I'm now off on a tangent now after the Cam Ward situation. So where they go with this is fascinating to me. But they've got a couple of routes. I mean, they've got a math equation in front of them, and the goal is to how do I keep my job, and that's why they went.
Well, they've messed it up. This is why I felt like they should have went ahead and got a quarterback last year.
Yeah,
because there's no way you thought Daniel was going to be after one win and one playoff win that you thought he was going to be your quarterback for the next 5 or 6 years.
Well, the way they looked at it was, I mean, and now you look back and you're like, okay, you know, all these other guys succeeded that they could have taken outside of J.J. McCarthy who got hurt.
And Malik Nabers is a dog. I like him. He's super talented. I love everything about the kid.
I mean, I would have done the same thing they did at the time, which is select Malik Nabers, because those guys, there are no greater locks in the NFL draft than an LSU wide receiver. Like, they pan out.
I get Jefferson, that, but this is a quarterback-driven league, and you had a chance at J.J. or Bo Nix. I mean,
Bo Nix coming to the Giants would have been a slug. He went there with Sean Payton, a great defense.
Yeah, but Dable's supposed to be a quarterback guy.
Yeah, but he, well.
And so you're talking, and you know Dable likes mobile quarterbacks.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, Penix.
And the way Bo Nix played, this past season, arguably one of the, outside of Jaden Daniels, he was money good.
Yeah.
Especially for a Broncos team that was really didn't have an identity on offense.
Yeah, I mean, no, there was an opportunity there for them to do it. Now, people say that there's no quarterback that even touches any of the guys last year. But the way they looked at it, there were three really good ones, and then the rest they weren't in love with. And they wanted to go for the surefire thing in Malik Nabers. But now they're in a situation where nobody really likes these quarterbacks. I think Cam Ward could be very good.
Like I said, I like him. I'm a fan of him. I like his confidence. I like his moxie. I like the fact that he has the arm talent, whatever that means. I think that's a word that we've invented in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
But overall, he seems like the most ready quarterback out of all the quarterbacks. And now there's words of this kid Jackson Dart popping up.
Yeah, well, this happens every year. Every year there's some guy who comes up who shouldn't be drafted in the first round that gets drafted, you know, or gets drafted too high because teams need quarterbacks. It always happens. But, yeah, arm talent, can make all the throws. That's another one. Footwork.
All the tangibles.
All the intangibles. All of these things.
All the Kuiper words.
Yeah, you know. Guy loves ball. It's another one.
Right, loves ball.
This guy, we know this guy loves ball.
He understands his why. Shut up.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.